Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Wow, what an amazing feat from Governor Youngkin and Attorney General Meares and the state police and all the other agencies that were involved in what we just heard about, getting this junk off the streets and it's being sold, I guess, in all sorts of vape shops. So I'm thrilled. Again, I just keep coming back to this idea of why the heck would we do away with stuff like this, where we've got people that know what they're doing and they're getting it done and making Virginia the best place to live, work, and raise a family? Now, I understand we've got, as we all know, we've been following it this week, the most outlandish, underhanded, sneaky, despicable garbage coming from the Virginia Democrats to go into this special session, forcing Lieutenant Governor Winsom Sears off the campaign trail for essentially the last week of the campaign, barring her from raising money for her campaign during the session, bringing back members of the House of Delegates who are running for re-election, and they're all taken away from their races to be there. And then to push through on a straight party line vote, not a single Democrat had the courage to stand up and say, whoa, wait a minute, we just voted on this nonsense 5 years ago. 5 years ago, 2-1, the people of Virginia said, no, we don't want you people making these lines anymore. We're going to go with this independent commission. 5 years ago, we all went out and voted 2-1 to do that. And now here we are. And their goal, I've told you before, I'll tell you again, is to eliminate Republican members of Congress from Virginia. Currently, we're split 6-5, right? 6 Democrats, 5 Republicans, if in fact this nonsense goes through. And remember, the Attorney General has already said that this session is not the one that's going to count. But who knows what they'll do? Maybe they'll just ignore that as well. The Attorney General said the next election for the House of Delegates that will count for this matter will be in 2027. You already have 1 million people who voted. How on earth can you have this one count? But it doesn't matter. The rules just don't apply, apparently. It's like watching Venezuela or Cuba. There is one way to put the brakes on it. I told you this before. I'll continue saying it for the next couple of days. The only way to put the brakes on this is to have a Republican majority returned in the House of Delegates. Period. End of story. That's it. All right. With all of that, let me bring in my friend Brian Maloney, the media equalizer. I know he's looking at elections around America, paying very special attention to what's happening here in Virginia. Certainly, Brian, thank you for being here, sir.
Oh, wow. What a lead in there, that intro. That is incredible, Jeff. The dirty tricks that are being played a week before Election Day.
Have you ever seen anything like this, Brian?
No, I haven't. No, they're clearly trying to take our ticket off the campaign trail a week before the election. It's an absolute dirty trick.
I I thought truthfully, and between the two of us, my God, we should have seen something approaching this insanity at some point in our lives, the collective experience we have in this. And when you and I are saying, nope, never seen anything this dirty.
I've seen some of this stuff in California in the Willie Brown bad old days, you know, Harris's old boyfriend. Yeah. I remember some dirty tricks like that. But other than that, that what you're telling me is just, it's not very surprising. I mean, you knew they were going to cook up some kind of last minute scheme, and clearly they did.
Yeah, they did. And it's going to be, it will be interesting and perhaps very dangerous if it is effective. One of the things that they've done, in addition to taking our lieutenant governor off the campaign trail, Brian, by law, she's not allowed to fundraise during a session. So this entire week, right before the election, she is not allowed to raise any money for that campaign.
Which I can't believe that could be possible. And so what you're saying is if someone contributes to her campaign right now, the check has to be returned.
Yep.
If someone writes a check.
Yep.
I mean, does she have any recourse in court or anything? That is absolutely madness.
Yeah. I suppose she could, but it'll be after the election, obviously.
Exactly. Right? That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So they knew. Oh, by the way, if you hear, I'm stuck at the airport.
Okay.
I'm at Reagan. Yeah, no, I'm at Reagan, and my flight got pushed back 2 hours. So, if you hear the loudspeaker in the background, that's what's up. But, and the thing is, you know, look at the timing of this, not just that it's a week before the election, but look at her standing in the polls. And, you know, we talked about it last week.
Yep.
And the bottom line is, you know, Washington Post or whatever, they love to tout these polls that show a 10-point gap or whatever. But you and I know we're looking at the real polls, right, and we know it's about a 2-point race right now.
Right.
And, you know, so they're going to do anything they can. If they could cut off her last minute ad buys.
Yep.
Through this maneuver that they have just pulled to stop her fundraising cold in its tracks,
yep.
That could make the difference. But what I have been pounding the table on your show every week, Jeff, is the fact that we need your listeners to have 100% turnout with not only themselves, but everyone they know, family, friends, coworkers. We need turnout. That is the only way to overcome the corruption that their machine has thrown in front of us here.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. This is the last thing that is open. And we've seen now what they are willing to do, what they're capable of doing. Brian, the chair of the DNC, I don't have the story in front of me, so I'm just going to have to paraphrase, but he essentially said, we're moving towards the point where elections won't even be necessary. And I thought, well, who's the threat then to all of our freedoms and democracy, all this other stuff? Who's the king then?
Oh, exactly. And, you know, we've heard all of the nonstop, incessant whining about preserving our democracy. And democracy to them is single-party rule. That's how they see democracy, and that's how they govern. They don't want anyone else even on the ballot in the first place. And so it's so phony. It's so transparent.
Yep.
But, you know, they're up to, I was going to say they're up to their usual tricks. From everything that you've just said, I think they have ratcheted up their usual dirty tricks by a factor of 10.
Yeah, they really have. Brian Melody is joining us, the media equalizer. Of course, he joins us each and every week on what we like to call Friday evening. You mentioned you're up the road at Reagan, and I'm sorry I wasn't able to get to that event, but tell everybody why you were in our neck of the woods.
Oh, I will. I appreciate you mentioning that. Yeah, so we held a press conference, and I really was hoping that you'd be able to attend. I understand you had something else going on, and you're busy with your show and family and everything else. But we had a press conference at the Hay Adams Hotel, and announcing our new group, which is RealAmerica.vote. And we are a voter validity group. And we have filed that lawsuit against Letitia James that I think I've mentioned on your show before in New York, civil rights lawsuit against Letitia James.
Yep.
And we had a really good turnout for our press conference. And Mike Lindell ran the whole press conference on Lindell TV, which you can see there.
Wow.
And it's also on my page on Facebook, which is facebook.com/media equalizer. You can see the entire press conference there. And you know, we're looking to build up this group. So, you know, it'd be great to have the support of your listeners, Jeff. It really would.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely. So you, the next time you're on, let's dive into a few details, because obviously we want people to be aware of everything that's going on and support it if we can, you know, have people looking at it, paying attention to it. Tell me what you're seeing and hearing in some of the other places, New Jersey and New York City. These are the two other big races.
Yeah. So I really think that we are ahead in New Jersey right now. I truly believe it. I've been talking to people here in D.C. this week who are based in New Jersey, who have been down here, political analysts, who are down here for some of these events that I've been attending. And I got to tell you that the feeling on the ground in New Jersey is that we're going to win.
Wow.
So I'm saying this, if we can win in New Jersey, why would it be any different in Virginia?
Yep.
You know, I mean, look at the odds we have to overcome in New Jersey. It's just as, I mean, I think to me, New Jersey is a truly blue state. Virginia is a purple state,
yeah.
Right? I mean, Virginia is rightly a red state if we had truly honest elections. Don't get me wrong. I don't want anybody to misconstrue what I'm saying. But in the, you know, reality of the fake votes that they insert into these, you know, elections and everything else,
yeah.
You know, the outcome is a purple state for Virginia, but New Jersey, you know, I would still consider to be blue. So if we really are winning there, we've got to be winning in Virginia. You know, I think in New York City, we're just, you know, there's just no, I don't see any hope there at all. I think it's doomsday there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, and I get people that I know that are just ripping each other apart over this because, you know, how could you support Cuomo or whatever? Nobody's supporting Cuomo. You know what I mean? It doesn't.
Right.
It just means that they're placed in an impossible situation in terms of voting. And some people say, well, yeah, but you could vote for Sliwa, Curtis Sliwa. Well, I mean, that's not going to go anywhere. So you're stuck.
Right.
You're stuck voting for somebody you hate.
Yep.
And I know a lot of your listeners are going to say, wait a minute, Jeff, you know, you shouldn't vote for people you hate or don't support or whatever. But sometimes it's strategy.
That's
you
right.
know, and, yeah. and Donnie is going to destroy the city. He is a terrorist. There's no question about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it requires voting for someone that we detest as an alternative. And I don't know why that's so hard for people to understand, but there are a lot of purists out there who, and I'm seeing this on social media, people fighting over this stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, and getting nasty. And, you know, it's the whole thing is ridiculous. So I'll be happy when that race is over,
yep.
even though I think we're going to be horrified by the outcome.
Well, Brian, I appreciate you being here. Have a safe flight, my friend. That is Brian Maloney, the Media Equalizer. You find him on Facebook, facebook.com/Media Equalizer. And when Brian is with us next week, we'll really dive into this new group that he is spearheading that is all about getting honest elections and keeping honest elections. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRB.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.